We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And welcome back to our show. And this is a beautiful Friday afternoon. It feels like a springtime outside, and there's only a very, very slight chance of rain today and into this evening. A little better chance late tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening. But, man, it looks like it's going to be a really nice weekend for Mardi Gras parading overall. So hopefully the rain, if we get it, it's going to be intermittent, and it shouldn't really affect your plans. And then Sunday looks like it's going to be a spectacular day. A couple of parades have moved their start times and their parades from Saturday to Sunday, and we've got that story on our website, WWL.com. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about this massive crackdown on sex trafficking in Palm Beach County, Southern Florida. And in this crackdown, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has been charged with misdemeanor solicitation of prostitution. And apparently there are some influential people involved in this, which goes back to something that you and I were talking about during Super Bowl week when the stories came out that, you know, the sex trafficking was going to be a target of police activity and investigations during the Super Bowl in Atlanta because of the type of people who go to the Super Bowl. That's where the sex traffickers go. And I said then, I'll say it again now, more attention needs to be focused on arresting and shaming the people who are involved in sex trafficking. Now, it's unclear, there's no evidence that Robert Kraft was soliciting somebody underage, but he was involved in this sex trafficking ring. If you do want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Also, I want to remind you to listen for the, hey, throw me some, I think it's there's a chant, hey, Scoot, throw me some Orfeescapade tickets. When you hear that, if you were the eighth caller, I've got two pair of tickets to give away to the Orfeescapade Ball with Trace Adkins, Mario Lopez, Harry Connick Jr., the Impractical Jokers, the Party Crashers. It is it's one of the biggest Mardi Gras bashes. And it's inside the Montreal Convention Center. It is Monday night before Mardi Gras, and I've been there the last couple of years. It is a blast. We've got two pairs of tickets to give away, each pair valued at $358. So listen for the chant, and when you hear that, if you are the eighth caller to our contest line, 260 wins, then you win the tickets. Also, we're talking about the arrest warrant that has been issued for R. Kelly, the R&B artist. R. Kelly has been charged with having underage sex, sex with underage girls. And so, you know, it really is part of this bigger conversation that we continue to have about sex with underage girls and sex trafficking. When it comes to prostitution, in theory, in the same way that I argue that when it comes to gay rights, what people do in the privacy of their bedroom is their own business. All of that changes, however, when it involves people who are underage. But I could even argue that consensual sex among consenting adults, even if money is exchanged, is something that could very easily be legal in America. From Slidell, Terry, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good, Terry.
This has been going on since the beginning of time. I mean, back to the 60s. You know, go ahead.
I think prostitution is described as the oldest industry, the oldest profession.
And, you know, then you talk about guys with being powerful. Let's see. How did JFK get all them women in the White House swimming pool? And did Ted Kennedy really run off a bridge and kill a woman? I mean, you know, stuff like, I mean, it's not the first time powerful people did, and like that's like one of your callers, they rich, they can, money talks, you know, and they're going to get off.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you and I would have run off a bridge with a woman in the car and left her there to drown, we'd still be in jail, okay? So it happens all the time. It's been happening forever. And the more money you got, the easier it is to get away with it. Look at OJ. He killed two people. Yeah. And he's still walking. Well, he walked the streets until he went to jail again.
Yeah.
But, you know, he got off because he had money. The more money you get, the easier it is to get away with anything you want to do. And if you apologize for it, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. And, you know, and they want people to forgive them. But it happens. It's been happening forever. People
well, I know, but because it's
anything
but,
they want.
Well, that's true. But does that mean we shouldn't talk about it?
Oh, no, I'm not saying you shouldn't talk about it. Not at all. I'm not, I agree with you 100% on that. But this has been going on forever. The
of
more
course
money
has,
you
yeah.
got, the easy you got to get away from anything. With anything, you get away with murder.
Yep. Well, that's why I started to talk about this when there was this big target of sex traffickers in Atlanta for Super Bowl week. Think about who goes to the Super Bowl. Rich, powerful men. Well, and women, too. And so that's where the sex traffickers go, because that's where the business is. And so more emphasis needs to be placed on men, not just the sex traffickers, but more emphasis needs to be placed on the men who create this market. And then this also ties into breaking news now that federal prosecutors broke the law in the Jeffrey Epstein case. This was the guy who got us basically a slap on the wrist with 13 months in prison. And correct me if I'm wrong on that, but I think he got 13 months in prison. And here was a guy who was found guilty of having sex with over 30 underage young victims. And apparently he had some of his friends involved in this. And then he would get some of the girls to get more girls. And, you know, there's just such a pathetic, sick mentality of men having sex with underage girls that it needs to be talked about. And since this is Free for All Friday, we're also talking about actor Jussie Smollett. The Fox series Empire has put him on the cutting room floor because he is no longer part of the show. And I'm assuming that they're going to write him right out of the show because of what he, and I still have to say this, because of what he allegedly did. Did he really make up that story? Well, he hasn't been found guilty, but it sure seems like he did. And he continues to double down and his family continues to support him that no, he was really attacked. It just doesn't even seem to be slightly believable at this point. And this was part of our conversation yesterday, the idea that a black gay male would take advantage of the hate directed at gays and blacks for his personal gain is pathetic. So I'm looking at the breaking news now. An arrest warrant issued for R. Kelly after the indictment has been handed down. So I guess they are looking for him right now. And from Baton Rouge, Doc, you're on WWL.
Hello, Scoot.
Hey, Doc.
I have a question. Maybe I hope you can help me out. This Jeffrey Epstein, is this the guy that had the airplane and had an island or somewhere
yeah.
he would
yeah.
fly people?
Yeah.
Isn't that the guy that Bill Clinton was on the manifest about 8 or 9 times?
You know, I don't know how many times, but I'm getting a lot of texts that Bill Clinton was one of his friends. And, you know, I don't know that for sure. But that seems to fit Bill Clinton's attitude back then.
I really thought that was the same guy. It wasn't because I haven't heard of him or from, you know, anything about him for a good while, and it just rang a bell with me. I wonder if is that the same guy old Menendez was involved with, Senator Menendez from New Jersey?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
All right, Doc. Appreciate the call. Have a great weekend. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870. It's area code 504. 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. More of your calls and more of your texts when we come back. And also, let's start talking about Mardi Gras. Big weekend for Mardi Gras parades. In Metairie, some of the parades are going to go in the opposite direction. They're going to start off at the old disbanding place, and they're going to end up at Clearview Shopping Center. And so for Family Gras, that seems like a really great idea because that's the new spot for Family Gras. Do you like or do you hate the idea of parades in Metairie going in the opposite direction? And is there any special pet peeve that you have when it comes to going to a Mardi Gras parade? Is there something that people do that you just wish they wouldn't do. Most of the people are really great, but inevitably there are people out there who just who make it all a bigger challenge than it should be. So what advice do you have for those people? 260-1870, text 870-870. I'm Scoot, and we will be right back on WWL. Yeah, but sadly, a lot of people don't leave them alone. They take advantage of them. They have sex with them, and many of the people who do this are rich, powerful men, and it's disgusting and appalling. And R. Kelly, the R&B artist, has been charged with 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse. You know, it seems like at one point it was almost like he was bragging about having sex with underage girls. And it's really, you know, it seems as if there is like this sense of this is my prerogative. In the words of Bobby Brown, the guy who single-handedly ruined Whitney Houston, it's almost as if this is my prerogative. And I just, it's still hard for me to imagine a guy like Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, going to a strip mall massage parlor and soliciting sex. I mean, it just doesn't even make sense. And briefly about Jerry Epstein, this has come up again in the news because federal prosecutors broke the law. This is now coming out now. When they did not reveal the plea agreement to the over 30 underage victims. This guy was so wealthy and so influential in Southern Florida that he was sentenced to 18 months in state prison. But he ended up serving time in a special private wing with his own security. He served 13 months and had work release privileges. And I think it was during his year of probation, he was on his private jet going to Manhattan and his private island. Ironically, I think it's in the Virgin Islands. So this is something that needs more attention. The men who essentially get away with it. And society needs to do a better job of shaming these people. From Algiers, Leslie, you're on WWL. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, Scoot, I'm so glad that motorcycle didn't hurt you more than it did.
Yeah, me too. It hurt enough, but I'm glad it didn't hurt me anymore.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about how some people act during Mardi Gras. I was a little kid. I was probably around 3, but, you know, less than 5. And I was dressed up as a ballerina on Mardi Gras Day, and my grandmother was on one of the trucks on the, you know, that are after all the floats on Mardi Gras Day in Metairie. And I was at the end, it was the end of the parade route, and I was yelling for her to throw me something, and she threw me a bunch of stuff, and this grown woman knocked me down and grabbed all of my things and ran. And I remember thinking as a kid, I don't want to grow up and be a mean grown up, you know? I remember thinking that.
You know, that's an interesting.
And I still wonder what would make somebody think that's worth, you know, like, why are the beads worth so much to some people, you know?
Well, they're essentially, I don't want to say they're worthless, but they're essentially, you know, I mean, they're not of value. But it seems like the beads, and I've always thought this, the beads seem to take on some kind of symbol of wealth. And right. The more you have, the more you walk away with. It's like you were the wealthier one at the parade because you got more beads than somebody else. But it's such an intangible, superficial sense of wealth. And I know that some positive things are done with beads. And I know some people sell them and make some money. But let's be honest. They're essentially worthless. And it's interesting that you learned a lesson in your life that you did not want to be that person.
Right. And I mean, you know, I march in parades. I was an organ grinder for years. And I'm finally a dame de prelage. Uh-huh. And I like that people like to watch the parade. But, you know, when I'm a bystander at a parade and I can't cross a street on St. Charles because people are put blockades up, you know, and they won't even budge. It's just it's really annoying. And, it's, you know, they don't own that street, which is why there's this big problem with the ladders during Mardi Gras and why the city went and confiscated a bunch of them last year. Do you remember that?
I do. And Leslie, that is a really big point. And that's, you know, that's a problem during Mardi Gras. The people who feel like they've got squatters' rights, that they went there early, they got the territory and they own it. And if you went there early, I guess you have the privilege of being there, but you don't own that property, and there's too much of that mentality around Mardi Gras. I agree with that.
Yeah, I'm trying to cross the street. I don't want to take your space. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, relax,
right.
Relax. But I do want to say something about the whole sex ring that's going on with craft and everything. I mean, yeah, I agree. Prostitution should be legal. The people should be able to do what they want to do, and if they want to pay for it, that's their right. But I'm glad you brought up the sex trafficking, because the problem with this case is are the underage girls who were sent, you know, either brought here from China, from what I read, you know, and said that they were going to get good jobs and a promise that they were going to have a great life here, and then they're coerced into selling their bodies. And what? It was like $79 or $69 for an hour with a happy ending? Really? I mean, how much do you think those girls are making out of the deal? That's the sad part.
Yeah, that is the sad part, and they are the true victims. And as much as I loathe the sex traffickers, and as much as I want attention still to shine on them, I just think we need to do more to expose those people who are creating this market. You know, with social media being as active as it is today, why would a guy like Robert Kraft, I mean, I would recognize him. Why would a guy like Robert Kraft walk in? Why would he even walk into a massage parlor in a strip mall? There must be, and maybe you can explain this better than I can, but there must be this degree of intrigue when you do something seedy. And again, remember when Hugh Grant, I mean, here's this popular actor, celebrity, and he gets caught with, Desiree Brown was her name? He gets caught with a prostitute in his car, like on Sunset Boulevard. What is that guy doing in a car with a prostitute? We'll be back. It was on this day, February the 22nd, 2007, Britney Spears checked into rehab for the third time in 1 week. Yeah, I think you did, Britney. Well, there was a time when she was a piece of work, huh? God, remember when she was married to that guy for like, 55 hours or something like that? She got drunk in Las Vegas. She's with a friend, and they end up getting married. And they got the marriage annulled like 55 hours later. Really, really dumb move. And see, that's another example of how heterosexuals have not actually done very much to show respect for the institution of marriage. Okay, so you've heard a lot of talk about the Robert Mueller report expected to come out next week. Well, there's a new report from the Department of Justice that the Mueller report is not necessarily expected next week, so let's not get too ramped up about that. Hey, we got Mardi Gras going on next week, so, you know, hopefully they'll do that after Mardi Gras, because we'll have enough to talk about down here. We got a lot going on this afternoon. I'm Scoot. It is Free for All Friday. I want you to listen for the chant. Hey, Scoot, throw me some of those Orfiescapade tickets. When you hear that chant, if you are the eighth caller to our contest line, 260 wins. That's 260-9467. You win a pair of tickets to the Orpheus Escapade, which is one of the biggest black tie ball events. It may be black tie, but people don't act like they're formally dressed. It is a lot of fun in formal outfits. So anyway, we'll give you a chance to win two pair of those on the show this afternoon. If you do want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And our focus this afternoon really has been on the breaking news earlier today that New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft was caught up in this massive crackdown on sex trafficking in Palm Beach County, Florida, which is southern Florida, and he's charged with misdemeanor solicitation of prostitution. This happens on the same day that, and while this is not underage sex in the case of Robert Kraft, you know, you still have to wonder about people like this. I mean, if you were that rich, would you be doing that? But again, I guess you just can't explain why people do certain things. But this news comes out about the sex trafficking in South Florida at a time when indictments and an arrest warrant has been issued for R&B artist R. Kelly, who faces 10 counts of sexual abuse, and some of the people that he was with were underage. Once again, we've got a rich, powerful person seeking sex with underage girls. From New Orleans, David, you're on WWL.
Hey, what's going on, Scoot?
Hey, David.
All right. Look, I want to talk about the Mardi Gras. That's the blackface. Okay, the guys down here trying to stop the blackface on doing the Zulu. You know, that's been going on since the early 1910 or something like that. That guy that's trying to stop it, he's not even from here. I met that guy when they're trying to take down a statue. That guy's from New York. So I don't know what's his issue behind trying to stop that organization after so many years, over 100 years of doing that. They was doing that before they even had white members. So would that, if it would be totally black, yeah, would it be okay? I don't think so.
Well, it seems like the motive of Take 'Em Down NOLA and Malcolm Subir, it seems like their motive is to get attention and to be relevant,
yeah,
rather than do what is the righteous thing to do. And they're taking advantage of this hot topic right now to get attention for themselves by demanding that the Zulu stop doing this. And I think it would be ridiculous if Zulu bowed to that pressure.
Yeah. They should not bow under pressure. And they need to keep on going with the face painting, all right, for another 200-300 years.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with Zulu's face painting. There's nothing wrong with it.
David,
that's all I had to say. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad you called. You know, somebody called yesterday and pointed out that, or maybe it was a text, pointed out that the Zulu face paint, it's not classic black face. And people are getting really, really confused because there's a specific definition for blackface and a specific visual for blackface. And so these members of Zulu, they're more like warriors, right? And so this is more like war paint than it is blackface. But I just, you know, I find it appalling. And I love that we have the freedom to denounce people who try to take advantage of people and take advantage of situations. But the group really doesn't deserve the attention they're getting. At least they're getting a lot of negative attention. I mean, a lot of negative attention. And this idea that Zulu should change, that this group decided to jump on this idea of blackface is wrong. If they really were sincere, they would have thought about this a long time ago. If you want to join us with your comment, it's Free for All Friday on our show. Our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. I'm Scoot, and the Mardi Gras parading is going to start tonight and roll throughout the weekend. Okay, that was the chant. If you were the eighth caller to our contest line, which is 260-WINS, area code 504-260-9467, you win a pair of tickets valued at $358. You will be part of Orfeescapade the day before Mardi Gras, that Monday night, March the 4th. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. This is Michael McDonald, who was with the Doobie Brothers, solo artist now. This was one of his big solo hits, and I guess this came, let me think, this must have been about 1982, maybe 83, maybe 82. Michael McDonald will be part of Family Gras this year. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. Our congratulations to Donna Barthel. Donna is the winner of a pair of tickets to Orfeescapade, Lundi Gras Memorial Convention Center. Tickets are valued at $358 a pair. Black tie, music, dancing, chaos, people in black tie and people in formals not necessarily acting in a formal manner. It's Lundi Gras night. It is a blast. Let the merriment reign on WWL. I've got one more pair of tickets to give away to Orfeescapade, and that'll be coming up sometime between now and 4 o'clock. Listen for the chant. Hey, Scoot, throw us some of those Orfeescapade tickets. So be listening for that. So new location for Family Gras, and I think this is a really good move. They're moving it to Clearview Shopping Center. I mean, there's so much space there. It seems like this is going to be better than parking and all of the activity in the neutral ground area. You know, Family Graw just got to be so big that it outgrew that area. And I think it's great that it's in Clearview Shopping Center. And if I'm not mistaken, the parade tonight and some of the parades during Family Graw, if not all of them, the parades are going to go in the opposite direction. So they're going to start around Martin Berman, where the parades would end, disband, and they're going to start there and end up at Clearview Shopping Center at Family Graw. So, I mean, that seems to be a better way to do that. Are you excited? If you live along that parade route, if the Jefferson Parish parades are part of your Mardi Gras season, do you like the parades going in the other direction? Or if that's the Mardi Gras activity that you go to every year, do you like the parades going in the opposite direction? One of the complaints has always been that there's so many people, the parades, sometimes they get delayed and they're so late getting somewhere that a lot of kids, you know, have to go to sleep or whatever. People just get frustrated waiting for them. So now those of you who have been frustrated in the past are going to see the very beginning of the parade. Are you excited about that? Or, you know, did you like it better when you saw the end? It's Free for All Friday. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. From Bay St. Louis, James, welcome to our show.
How you doing, bud?
I'm good, James.
First of all, how well are you recovering from your accident?
Well, I'm doing okay. I mean, I've got to go back to the doctor on Monday, and I'm either going to have a surgery on my ankle either Tuesday or Thursday of next week. So I've got some challenges still to come, but then it's going to be better. And, you know, talked about yesterday how it could have been so much worse. A lot of people get involved in a serious accident, and they never walk again. I'm in pain, and I've got this to deal with, but I know I'm going to walk again.
That's a good thing. Praise God.
Yep.
My thing about the trafficking, you know, the problem is not the crime, is the punishment.
Yeah.
I mean, punishment is so weak and politically correct, you know?
Well, especially when it comes to the rich, wealthier people who are involved in this. And I think that there is this subconscious protection of those who do this because there are people who are in positions of power to change laws and to do a better job of focusing on the men who create this market. They could do a better job of that, but maybe they sense that some of their peers are doing this, and they don't want to focus on that. Everything is not the fault of the sex trafficker. It's also the fault of the man that buys it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, it's kind of like the forbidden fruit is the drive of it. It's something that you're not supposed to do. It's the same reason that some folks step out on their spouse or whatever. Yeah. It's something that they're not supposed to do.
You know, that's an interesting point, James. I've got to get to a break here. I'm glad you called. Because it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense for rich, famous people to go to an average place like a massage parlor in a strip mall. I mean, imagine how shocking it might be, you know, if you bring your family to that strip mall and now you find out that there's a massage parlor in the strip mall and this is going on. There are a lot of legitimate places to have massages. But there are also a lot of places that, well, they give you more than just a massage. If you're on hold, hang on. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. You know, this seems to be a really big deal to a lot of people. Arrest warrant is out for R&B singer R. Kelly for having sex with underage girls. And an arrest warrant has just been issued for the owner of the New England Patriots, Robert Kraft. Arrest warrant has been issued for Robert Kraft after a sex trafficking sting operation. not necessarily implying that they were underage, but he was charged with solicitation of sex. From Raceland, Bobby, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing, my little brother?
I'm good, Bobby.
Oh, man, in my prayers, you're here, and everybody here. I know you
appreciate
and I don't
it.
Agree
Thanks.
On everything, but I'm so happy, sir, that you're getting better, and in my prayers come Monday.
Thank you very much.
Scoot, first of all, Mardi Gras. How can anybody about Zulu? It's something that's been going on for 50, 60, 70 years.
100? Over 100?
They want to tear that down. We've tore down the statues. When we go into Vicksburg and tear all that down. I don't understand. Stay north of the interstate. Leave what we have here. It's history here about Zulu. I'm a white guy. In Zulu. I marched for 7 years in the Rex Parade. We followed Zulu, and it was amazing. Leave it alone, man.
Well, I agree. You know, I don't agree that we leave something alone just because it's been in place. And Bobby, I'm going to have to get to a news break here. The argument that we've been doing it for so long, let's leave it alone. Well, you could make that same argument when it comes to, blacks sitting in the back of the bus in the 50s and 60s. Separate bathrooms, separate water fountains for blacks, which as a kid in the 60s, you know, I never understood that. I thought that was really weird. I asked my dad about that, and he gave me an answer. I don't remember what the answer was, and I'm not saying that it didn't make sense, but I don't remember exactly what he said. But it just, no matter what, that just didn't make sense because I just felt like we were all people. So just because something has happened for a long time doesn't mean it should continue. But when it comes to the facial makeup, and it really is facial makeup more than it is technically blackface with Zulu, man, leave that alone. I'm Scoot. We're back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.